Yeah. You are now tuned in to the greatest podcast on earth. Old school versus new school, we go back like four flats on the Cadillac, boy, that's a fact. Rhyme round with that top back, moving silence, you can't deny it. Diamonds loud, you see us shining, money talks, y'all boys quiet. Smoking bumps, sex collar ices, big pimping, you know the vibes. On my waist, that MJ, make a fadeaway Glock 45. I stay true to the day I die, UGK, that crown on me. Big facts, no cap, homie, racks stacked on top of racks. You can never look down on me, fresh as hell ain't a stain on me. Got the timepiece flooded out, big drip. That rain on me, off-white cocaine on me.
Namaste, suckers. You know what it is. Old school versus new school podcast. This is your boy JR, and I got K Sizzle with me. What up, Sizzle?
K Sizzle. Here you go with this old stuff, man, bro. We listen, this is 2021. Stop. We not talking like Snoop Dogg in this era, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to add a little bit of razzle-dazzle to today's show, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I got a little razzle-dazzle. It's all right.
I bet you got a lot of razzle in your dazzle, for sure.
There you go. We're starting that already. Anyways, man, how was your week, man?
Hey, my week was very enlightening, bro. You know, I got a lot done. Got a few things I wanted to tie up on a few ends, and we putting out this new episode, you know, for the masses. All 100,000 fans that tune in every week, loyal fans, we do this for you. So I'm excited.
Wait, you said 100,000?
Yeah, bro, got to speak it into fruition.
Okay, all right. I feel you with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up with you, though? How things your way?
Man, I had a good week, man. Got a lot done, a lot of business taken care of, man. You know, been a blessed week. I'm just happy that you got your results, man, showing that you're negative from the clinic. So, congratulations to you, man. Shout out to you and all the ladies that you've been with, man. Dodge the bullet.
For sure, bro. I'm glad you know you got a lot of business done with Jergens, man. I hope they give you a deal for that.
You know what, man? I ain't got time for you, man. Let's just get into this episode, bro. I'm ready. I got some fire for you.
Let's do it.
All right, Casey, let's get into this first quarter. I got a question for you. You got everybody talking about elite quarterbacks. And my question to you is, do you think Lamar Jackson fits in that elite quarterback category?
I struggle with this, but I'm going to go ahead and give him the nod this year only because, you know, what he's doing this year and what all he's accomplished in the past, what, 3 years, he's been in the league? Well, yeah, 3 years, right?
Yeah, well, this is his fourth year.
This is his fourth year, so – you got to think about everything he's accomplished and, you know, some of the performances he put together this year and where he has the Ravens, you know, statistically and in the standings, you know, he got him playing good playoff ball right now. I know it's mid-season, but I would have to say he's second-tier elite, if that makes sense.
No, it don't, because you just – at first you said he was elite, but now it seems like you're backtracking a little bit. And saying
no, I'm not
second.
Backtracking. I'm saying he's second-tier elite.
I mean, what is – okay, explain that to me.
Okay, so you have the first tier, right? I can't put him in the first tier because in the first tier you have Russell, you have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. What do all four of those guys have in common? They have a Super Bowl ring. Lamar Jackson don't, even though he's elite in performances. He don't have a championship ring, so I would have to put him in a second tier of elite because he doesn't have a ring.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think he's elite. I think I will probably say you're right with that. He's probably number one in that second tier of elite quarterback.
So let me understand this. You saying he's not elite?
No, he's not elite. I don't think – I think he had an elite season his second year in the league when he won the MVP in 2019. He was elite that year.
Right. And I agree with you. He was – that was – I think he's putting the elite year together now. So that's two out of four seasons.
Well, to me, if you have an elite year, that doesn't make you an elite player.
Correct.
That just means you had a really good year.
Correct. I just still think – listen, I'll just run down some of his, you know, his accomplishments. In 2019, he was the FedEx Air Player of the Year. It's pretty big. Do you agree?
I agree.
He's a Pro Bowl offensive MVP. Okay, he was named the first team All-Pro. He was ranked number one by his peers in the top 100 players voting
this
for 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. He was ranked 24 coming in this year. Okay, he's the first quarterback with multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons, 2019 and 2020.
Right.
He's the first player to finish with 400 yards passing, 5 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and 50 yards rushing in a game. That's elite. Now, I know you're saying, you know, just because that's an elite game and he stringed together one elite season, that doesn't make him elite. But I'm getting there, all right? Most rushing yards by a quarterback in the season, he had 1,206. He had the most 100-yard rushing games by a quarterback in the season, which was 5. The most perfect passing ratings in a season, he's tied with Big Ben with 2. Youngest quarterback ever to start a playoff game.
Okay.
Most wins by a quarterback under the age of 25. He's 35. He's the quickest to 35, I want to say, at a young age.
Okay. You know what? You can go down the accomplishments, and I think players like him. I think he's a very popular player.
Right.
But to me, what is this? 1, 2, 3. This is his fourth year in the NFL.
Yeah.
And right now we're at 78 touchdowns and 23 interceptions. That's not elite numbers to me, okay?
That's a pretty good ratio.
I mean, for my quarterback, I mean, I don't, you know.
I mean, you got to think about it. He's not a gunslinger, you know. He's a weapon. He's used in multi ways. He's used with his legs. He's used with bootlegs, play action, RPOs. You know, not expecting him to throw for 350 every game. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Josh Allen. He's not going to be a high volume yards guy.
His style, the way he plays, is not conducive of winning a Super Bowl.
I have to disagree, because his first year, it wasn't well. I mean, he was still young. His second year, he had to understand how to win in moments. He didn't know how to win last year and the year before. I think he understands now. So,
well, he's always been a winner. I mean, his winning percentage is, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I know it's pretty good. Yeah, so he knows how to get in there and win the game. But when it comes down to it, when you're in the playoffs, when, you know, the defense switches up a little bit on you, mm-hmm. you know, where they're gonna stack the box and, you know, have people spying you all game long, they're gonna make him win with his arm. He can't do that yet. So with that, to me, that means you're not elite.
I would say, though, he's progressing as a passer each year.
Yeah, he is progressing. And he's still young. Like I said, it's only 4 years in the league. And I think one day he will be elite. He's just not elite right now.
Right.
Because like you said, when you think of elite, you think of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, like you said, Russell Wilson. Those guys are elite.
Yeah.
Those guys can go to any team in NFL and win.
Right. Correct. But that's why I put him in the second tier of elite. I think he's an elite. I think he just eclipsed the elite, like literally week 5, he's probably eclipsed it to me where I was like, wow, okay, that's an elite quarterback. Because that's not normal for a quarterback, the stats he has strung together. That's why I put him in the elite category. That could be elite, but Dak hasn't proven anything. He hasn't got it. He has not won an MVP award.
Right.
He has not done anything.
Right. I think Dak will be elite one day.
I think
Dak was going to win the MVP last year had he not got injured.
I believe that too. I believe that too. But, you know, that to me, that's what categorized him as elite. Second tier, he has to get to the Super Bowl or win it to me to become first tier.
Yeah, I just think he's the top of the second tier, mm-hmm. but it's not elite.
But, you know who I would argue could be the top of the second tier? I think he has to get over the hump, though. He has to either win an MVP award, which I think he can win it this year, or win the Super Bowl. Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a better quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He's a better quarterback.
Lamar's just a better athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's – whoa, yeah. And I can't put him up higher than Lamar yet because Lamar's been doing it a little bit longer. He's a little more consistent.
I thought they didn't come in together. They came in together.
But Josh Allen didn't come in starting. Did he come in starting?
He came in starting.
I thought Fitzmagic started for a little bit.
You're right. Fitzmagic did. He did.
Yeah.
He did. So, you know, I mean, he started for all 32 teams. So, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
You know. But overall, I think most people after the season to give him that elite title. It took a long time for me to give it to him. I was actually arguing with a coworker about that. And, you know, I changed my mind after the performance he put on week five. So.
All right. Well, we can agree to disagree, but like I said, I think give him time and he will become elite. But KC, that was a fun debate. I know a lot of people are going to probably be upset with me.
We would love to hear. We're going to put a poll up. I'd like to see the results. So who thinks Lamar Jackson is elite? I definitely want to see that poll.
Take your feelings out of it, people, and take, you know, into consideration. We know he's a nice guy. He's fun. And let's just go by the stats.
And listen, don't choose that he is just because you couldn't choose that Michael Vick was, okay?
Thank you.
Choose off of pure performance.
Pure performance. All right, Casey, let's get into the second quarter, bro.
Let's get it. All right, you know, I got an extravagant question for the second quarter.
Big word, extravagant. I like that.
Yeah, you know.
All right, youngin.
Millennials, we actually pick up a dictionary.
Oh, okay.
You know how y'all
spell dictionary.
D-I-C-K, motherfucker. So I'm going to ask you this. Why do black people get so offensive when, say, I invited you to, you know, my party, my function, okay, and you bring somebody who's uninvited that I don't know? Why do people take offense to that? Wouldn't you want more people at your party?
I think that's rude as hell.
Okay, explain it. I don't. But go ahead. Why do you think so?
Well, first of all, and I swear, y'all, young folks, man, like I said, I just believe when people plan a party, okay, when you sit down and plan a party, 9 times out of 10, you're sitting up there calculating in your head how many guests you're going to have, right? Okay, I'm going to have X amount of guests. I need to buy X amount of food, X amount of liquor, X amount of whatever it needs to be. But if everybody's bringing somebody that wasn't invited, that's more food that's been taken up by somebody who wasn't invited. And also, damn security reasons. You got motherfuckers in here you don't even know, you can't account for. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that's rude as hell. Get permission. Always get permission, young folks. Always.
I feel that yes, you should get permission, but I wouldn't take offense if I seen somebody that I was really tight with bring somebody that they, you know, they just bringing somebody. I would trust their judgment. I mean, you can't trust everyone's judgment, but to me, I think that would make the party more cracking. Like, oh, okay, they brought somebody that, you know, I ain't never seen. So would you get offended if a homeboy brought a girl that was nice looking? Or are you more upset? You think it's rude that he brought a homie that you didn't know?
Yeah, and I just think it's rude when you could just pick up the phone or text and say, hey, is it cool if I invite somebody? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just never know the vibe, what kind of vibe as a host I'm trying to give. Here comes somebody else. You know what I'm saying? What now, you know, you can't be yourself because here comes somebody you don't know.
But what if they think you are a good host and that you not, you know, you don't give off that standoffish vibe, you anti. They think, man, he cool. Like he don't never trip off of nothing. Yeah, so you can come on. Just ride with me. We ain't gonna be there long.
Well, clearly that's not my friend if they just assume that they can just bring anybody to my house or my function.
I'm not super known for my parties, but I've thrown a few parties throughout my day. And people have come unannounced, you know, people unbeknown. I don't know who you are, but I was having so much of a good time,
right,
that I probably didn't even notice. Or if I did, they brought good vibes too. So that's why I'm a little biased on this topic, because I've never had a party where somebody came in there who I didn't know. Other people's looking around like, y'all know this nigga? And something just popped off.
And it just seemed like a lot of times those cats, they'd be weird too. They'd be sitting by themselves. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, why do you even come then if you just going to sit and, you know, chill by yourself? Like,
that's because y'all don't know how to party. We know how to party.
Oh, my God.
We don't go. We go in there. We see you. We pick. Here you go. Okay. Boom. I'm going to pick that person to go start a conversation with. Or you just hang with the person you came with. And hopefully they introduce you to a few people. Y'all have a, you know, an icebreaker, have a few conversations, and then you good. But you know, I don't hang on no radical cats that's just out here just willy-nilly. They got outside people.
I got you.
Who just wild like that. You know, they come, have a good time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And most of the time, I don't even be paying attention to who, if it is somebody new, unless it's a woman who is just fine. Right. And I'm like, I ain't never seen her before. So I go over there, introduce myself. Okay, this is my function, you know, whatever. Hey, you can have some wings. People come, you know, I bring the food, I bring the link. So,
okay, so let me ask you this then. If your friend invites somebody unannounced, do you think they should bring extra food or extra drinks? Or
I do.
You do?
I do. I would hope so, because I do the same. When I'm not invited to a party and I go with somebody, I'm okay. Grabbing some beer. I'm going to grab a six-pack. It costs you nothing to go get a six-pack. Somebody in that party drinks beer.
Okay.
And if somebody can vouch and say, nah, he brought something.
Okay.
Oh, so the host is going to be all right. They're going to be like, well, shit, are you cool then? And okay. Most of the time when I bring my own drink, I'm bringing it so I can drink it, not to drink yours.
You not know to what drink
saying?
Yours.
So I would hope everybody, I know everybody don't have the same mindset as me when it comes to stuff like that, but most time people bring their own weed, you know, they might buy their own bottle. But if you come in there and you loud and you drinking everybody's shit,
yeah,
and I'm just watching you and I'm just like, you ain't contribute shit to this, and I don't know.
But you taking all you doing is taking.
All you doing is taking.
Yeah,
we're gonna have some problems.
And then, like I said, now you're a safety hazard. Now I gotta watch you. Okay, what are you doing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now this cat know where I live. Know why? You know.
That's the biggest thing, though.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, because
so okay, is it okay if it's at a function or at a different location, or is it your house?
But they make somebody unannounced to your house. I'm more accepting to it if it's at a function. If it's at my house, yeah. Now I'm like, because I don't know who this nigga is. This nigga might see I'm living plush, and he like, I want to get this nigga.
Okay,
because you may not know that side of him as a friend,
right?
And I don't know him at all. So
he they friend, not your friend.
That's what I'm saying. He they friend, but they may not know that side of him. Yeah. He might be like, man, I can get the homies, you know, to run up in here.
What if it's a chick? You'd be okay with it?
Same thing.
Because
chicks, they set up artists too.
Okay.
So she could set you up. She might even try to flirt with you. Hey, you know, I like your house. I don't know who you are, you know. And I know that's kind of contradicting myself. But location does matter.
It does matter. When it comes to that. It makes sense.
Especially when you talk about your home, because I'll give an example. Shout out my boy Mike. He let me throw two parties at his place. And I was kind of on the, like, mm-hmm. You don't have to. And he was like, nah, it's cool, because I knew once word got out, more than likely unfamiliar faces was going to show up, and they did. And my biggest concern was, I didn't want them to double back and try to rob his place thinking it's my place.
Thinking it's your place, right.
And he gets involved into some shit that, you know, he shouldn't have been in. So that was my biggest thing. But everybody was, you know, on their best behavior. Everybody was cool. I guess they read the sign on the line that said, I shoot trespassers. You know, okay. I know that's not going to stop people, but you never know.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know I didn't change a stance on that, but
I feel you.
So you telling me you've never had a party, and nope. I just want to know why black people get so offensive about it. Like they come to the press. So like I just think it's not, you know, why you didn't tell me that you was bringing somebody. Woo-doo-woo. After the vibe has already been cool, like they met this person.
No, okay. All right. Let me give you an example, and you might remember this. We had a family member that came over our house. And she brought people with them. And the people were very rude, didn't come in to speak.
Oh, I was very, yeah, no, I was came, on
the You know what I'm saying?
I was on the ass.
Came in and just ate and just walked through the house like it was theirs.
Yeah, and it took my mom to break the ice. And I told my mom, I was like, nah, don't introduce me to them niggas, because they ain't say nothing when they walked in the house.
And I was real loud. I was real disrespectful. And I wanted everybody to hear that I had a problem with them being
there. That's a big difference. When you walk into somebody's spot and you don't greet who's the host,
right,
or whose house it is,
right,
that's a big problem to me. Now, if you come in and you tell a friend, like, hey, who party is this? And they show you who it is, and you come up, hey, man, you know, my name's such and such. Man, you know, I like your house, man. It's a good party. Okay, you clear it for me. You good. Now I don't have to question why you brought this person, because obviously this person have manners, and they could be hoodwinking me. You know, set me up trying to play the nice person, and then they do something bogus about, you know, robbing you later on or whatever. But as long as you come into my function And I ain't necessarily saying you got to, because if it's a big function, if it's like 50 people, I'm not expecting you to be like, oh, let me go find the host, like, so I can make sure they know, because I might overlook you. But if it's like 15 of us, 12 of us, and you bring, absolutely, you better come out. What's up, bro? You know, hey, man, thanks for having me.
You know, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
You know, that's.
And we'll play it like that.
You know, I'm still not okay with that, but I'm not going to take it out on the person who was invited. If they came at me correctly, hey, man, thank you for having me. You know, I appreciate it. You know, anything I can, you know, get, anything you need, you know, then I'm cool. Yeah. I'm just going to take, you know, the person to the side that was advised, hey, man, don't do that shit no more next time you talk to me about it. You know what I'm saying? But your peoples is cool.
And you know what's crazy? I'm the type of guy that's going to text you, hey, I got somebody with me. Is that cool?
Is that cool? That's
but
all.
I'm the opposite when somebody's coming to, I'm like, they brought somebody. I'm like, oh, okay, you brought somebody. Like,
and 9 times out of 10, when you ask somebody what they're going to say.
Oh, it's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. But it's just a heads up because now I know.
I know.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to get 30 chicken wings now instead of 15 or 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all that's about, man. But yeah, Casey, I see it's a little difference, but I feel your viewpoint. You know, yeah. I hope you feel my viewpoint.
I definitely understand, though. I definitely understand y'all, you know, your side of the spectrum.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up, man. Move this thing along.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to respect your side of the spectrum during halftime because you know how nutty you sound.
We shall see.
Let's go. All right, you already know what the segment is.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Casey, you know what grinds my gears about y'all?
What's up, man? Here we go.
Nah, for real, man. Why are y'all so quick to say y'all grown but act so damn young? I mean, y'all can't pay a bill without getting mama or daddy's permission or know-how. Can't damn change a flat on your car unless you got to call mama and daddy, or you know what I'm saying? So quick to want to be a grown-up, but yet so damn stupid. Why is that?
I, for one, know how to change a tire. Just told it out there.
Because your mama taught you how. She just told you how 2 months ago.
No, she did not. I've been knowing for quite a long time. But I don't know, man. It's our parents, bro. Like, we going to utilize them until we can't utilize them.
You're
going to
use us up.
Yes, especially if we're not parents. Of course, we're going to do. Listen, my mom going to always teach until the day she rests her head. She's going to always show me how to do things. And I'm going to utilize them. That's what parents are for, right?
Yeah, but don't use them up, though, okay?
I'm not using them up, like taking money from them. But I mean, listen, we need to, you know, schedule them doctor's appointments. I hit mom. What's up? Hey, mom, how you
doing? Mom, how do I do this?
Yeah, how you?
Mama.
How you schedule this appointment? Ah, this is what you do. Yeah. You
know, mama, I got a burning sensation down there. What can I do?
Absolutely.
You know
not.
What I'm saying? Inappropriate, Kodak Black.
Yeah, inappropriate as hell, dog. But nah, I mean, it's my mama and it's my dad. I'm going to ask them things that I don't know, or I'm just going, you know, to make sure I'm still doing it right. But I'm going to call them and that's if I will hope my kids do the same.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But okay. I'm gonna flip that on you. Why y'all so damn old but want to be young? Always want to be in the lounge. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to do what we do. Want to know the music that we know. Then turn around and criticize it. How you can't be both, bro? You old as hell, but you want to be young.
I mean, I can't even help but laugh at that.
Exactly.
Man, let me tell you, because we still are young at heart, man. You know, we try to hang with y'all youngsters, man, just to show y'all the finer things in life. You know what I'm saying? When you get to my age, we like to teach youngsters. So
teach us what?
How to change a tire.
7 years older than
how to change tires and how to schedule doctor's appointments, things of that nature.
Yeah, because y'all constantly going with y'all over there.
Listen, man, we just want to have fun, okay? And
y'all had y'all fun.
Nah, we're going to have fun until the day we die. My generation is the fun generation, okay?
I think y'all the coolest and y'all really
we are the coolest.
Y'all that old dude that was on Project X that walked in the party and said, oh, you know, I'm still cool.
And he turned up to the max, though, didn't he?
And what happened?
He was cool and turned
grew
up.
He threw up early in the party.
That's okay.
Because his ass couldn't hang.
But he was fun, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess, bro. Hey, man, don't go nowhere. Second half coming up.
All right, KC, third quarter. I just got some breaking news came across the desk. I just seen that Aaron Rodgers
lied about being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are potentially facing fines and suspensions. How do you feel about that, man?
I'm disappointed in Aaron for getting up on the press conference and telling a story about him being immunized when actually he wasn't. I don't even
know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said he was immunized, whatever that means. And I'm just like, that was his little secret way of saying, you know, I'm vaccinated. But
so wait. Okay, because clearly I missed that. So you mean to tell me he got on the podium and had a press conference about this at the beginning of the season, yeah, saying that he was vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and so he wasn't following protocols by wearing a mask on sidelines. Or I could have sworn I've seen him wear one, but, you know, if they said he didn't, he didn't. And, you know, being in press conferences and after, you know, the game, shaking hands and, you know, hugging with the opponents. So, yeah, the Packers is probably going – the NFL is going to probably come down with a hefty fine on the Packers, which probably will require some draft picks or
– which is not – man, that's – especially for a team like the Packers who might end up in the overall might having a good record, which might not get a great first-round pick, but those second-round picks are big.
I'm thinking in season that what if we lose to the Chiefs, who we should beat if we had Aaron?
Yeah.
What if we lose them, and then what if potentially he doesn't play next week against the Seahawks and we lose that game? Now we're out of first place. We're first in the NFC.
Yeah, if you that's true. Dropping two games back-to-back like that.
We're the hottest team in the NFL right now. So if we drop two games, you talking about potentially the NFC Championship coming through Lambeau. Now that's derailed. Now we have to go on the road.
Well, think about this too, KC. Okay, what if he's not ready next week because of COVID protocols? And what if he gets suspended after that by the NFL? What if they make him sit a game?
Yeah, I hope they don't do that.
If
they do, then we pretty much fucked because we're getting into the thick of our schedule now.
Yeah,
where we play some really talented teams. And we need Aaron because he masked a lot of our deficiencies. But, you know, that was just selfish on his part.
That was selfish, man. And, I mean, we are huge Packer fans, huge Aaron Rodgers fans, of course. But you know what? The rules are the rules. And Aaron and the Packers should be punished accordingly. And the sad thing is the NFL is going to make an example out of them because he lied about it. I feel like the Packers knew about it. And they covered it. And, you know, you got to face the consequences.
So they deserve that shit.
They deserve it, man. And if the Packers don't go to the Super Bowl because of this, Aaron, I want you to get in the media. Just like you did pointing the fingers at everybody else, I want you to turn around and point the finger at yourself and say, you know what? I'm the reason why we didn't make it further than what we should have.
Yeah, because if you look at it, in 2020, the Bucks were the hottest team in the NBA. COVID hit, and when the Bucks came back, they just wasn't right. You know, we got popped by Miami 4-1. So what if Aaron comes back and the Packers are never just right? You know, something's just off. Because we've been off this whole season.
Yeah.
But we've just been escaping games and, you know, winning because we've been gritty. But what if he comes back and things are just not? What if people in the locker room like, I don't really –
yeah, exactly. You can lose the trust of the locker room because of that. But, you know, we just have to wait and see. You know, it's going to be a tough task, man. And the Packers have to win. If it wasn't enough pressure on them now, yeah, there's even more.
We escaped last week because last week we weren't supposed to, you know, play that well. I'm not going to say we wasn't supposed to, but, you know, Arizona was pretty healthy. We had
severely banged up.
Severely
major injuries,
you know. So, and we came out and we played well and we beat them. So, you know, I'm a realistic fan. I have us losing this game, but we can very much win this game. But without Aaron, those, you know, the chances are slim to none. So, Aaron, like I said, you're my favorite football player of all time, but man, you disappointed me with this one. I would hope you would take accountability for it. The Packers organization take accountability for it because you knew. They all knew.
Y'all all knew.
And they masked it. So, you know, just disappointed, man, especially in the – if we're going to – listen, let all this stuff happen now, because I would hate for this to happen going into the playoffs
or
towards the end of the season. So let it happen now. And, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate. Ah, man, I hate it, man, because that's my favorite team. It's my favorite player. And now they calling him a liar, which he's.
He is a liar.
You lied, bro.
You lied about it, so deal with it.
Yeah.
And it boils down to what Al Davis said, what he's famous for. Just win, baby, win.
Just win.
So just win.
Jordan Love.
Just win.
We handed you the keys for maybe 2 weeks, bro. Keep us there. Matt LaFleur, we're going to really see if you can coach now. I mean, we know you can coach, but you really got to coach now.
Yeah.
You ain't got Aaron to cover up, you know, any deficiencies that you may have for the game plan. So,
and Casey, real quick, just switching lanes real quickly. I want to just briefly touch upon Henry Ruggs real quick. Real unfortunate incident. Young player, you know, potentially about to lose it all for, you know, allegedly driving drunk and allegedly killing somebody behind the wheel. You know, prayers go out to the family of the young lady who lost her life. And it's really unfortunate, man. Really unfortunate.
Yeah. I seen the press conference for Derek Carr. Apparently he was at Top Golf the night of. I don't know if he got inebriated there, but Derek Carr said he woke up to the news, and that was the last time he talked to him. So, you know, it's just unfortunate. You know, my heart goes out to the family of the victim who passed in the car accident. And, you know, such a tragedy, 22 years old. You got all your life, you know, you got all the money to make ahead of you. You got an NFL career that looked promising, and you threw it away over just, you know, a night of fun when you should actually have a team around you who, you know, just in case you have that type of night, they can drive you home. You know, just take you home and get you home safely to where you can avoid situations like this. Or even if a situation like this happened, at least you're not the driver and, you know, you still have a job. It's just unfortunate. But we're about to get ready to get into the fourth quarter and lighten things up with the next topic. Y'all stay locked in. Chop on Braves.
Go Braves. Bravos.
Bravo, man. So as we can see, they just concluded the World Series as the champs. I'm very proud of the Atlanta Braves. The city needed this. You know,
the Georgia curse is over.
Is it really a curse?
Not no more.
Not anymore, I guess one would say. In appalling fashion, the Super Bowl, the Falcons lost in what city? And the Braves won the World Series in what city? So I guess you have lifted that curse, Atlanta Braves.
Oh, the Super Bowl was in Houston.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Congrats, man. So,
congrats,
you
Braves.
Know, I know all the homies out there, they, you know, they excited. But this is what for those who don't know what a championship for your city feels like, this is what it feels like. Enjoy it, relish it, embrace it, because you never know when you might get back there.
It might be another 40 years.
Might be another 40 years, and that's real talk. That's real deal. Yeah, so in other news, what about the trades? Do you like the NFL trade deadline with Von Miller going to the Rams?
I think that was a major trade. You know, I didn't see a whole lot of movement going on outside the NFL. I think that was probably the biggest trade of the year. I mean, stout defense made it even better. And I just think that just made the Rams that much scarier. I wish we could have freed OBJ and let him go somewhere and play, but, you know.
Free OBJ.
Free OBJ, man, seriously.
His dad dropped an 11-minute video of the past 3 weeks where he's been wide open, and Baker Mayfield has failed to get him the ball. But not only did he fail to get him the ball, each play that he has displayed on that 11-minute video, Baker Mayfield didn't even complete a pass.
Did you see, you know, Baker mentioned something about that. He commented on that.
Saying what?
He just said he seen what Odell Beckham's dad posted, and that he wants his son to be successful, and this is where we at. You know, hey, trying, but it's just, you know.
No, you can't just try.
No, exactly. Basically, he didn't have an explanation for it.
This is the NFL. Get it done.
Get it done, man.
I mean, you talking about a difference between your record. I don't know their record offhand. I think they're
at 4-4.
4-4.
Something like that, yeah.
5-3, one of the two.
No, I think they're 4-4.
Yeah, so, you know, you talking about a difference between 4-4 and maybe 6-2.
Exactly.
So, no, it's not no, this is where we're at. Free OBJ, give him a quarterback, and it's as simple as that. Was OBJ that petty for that? Yes. But was it needed? Yes. And I loved it. So
I agree. Somebody had to say it.
Somebody had to say it. What about our distorted Lakers?
Oh, my God, man. Let me tell you. I think the NBA is so boring, first of all. It just I don't know, man. Even with the Lakers, and I know you're a big fan of this guy. I know you keep saying it, but I just don't think a team can win with Russell Westbrook. I don't. You know, he's going 100 miles an hour every single play. He has to have the ball in his hands, and he's going to have to realize he's the third option on that team. Until he realizes he's the third option on the team, the Lakers will not win, and the ball should always go through LeBron. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I've caught probably 3 games because they're not exciting to watch anymore.
Boring, man.
But I'm never hyped about basketball until football season is completely over. But from what I've seen with the Lakers, it's early. They're finding their niche. They're finding their roles. I think Melo's going to be pretty big for us.
And
we have a lot of experience between just the roster. So I think that's going to help as far as like how far we can get. And it's just a matter of what AD is going to be able to put his foot down and do, and Bron, if he have enough left in the tank. But Westbrook definitely has to chill out on the turnovers because he just gets the ball and he put his head down like a running back, and I'm just like
– And just run, man. Like, what are you doing?
It's not what a point guard's supposed to do.
Ain't running no plays. You just get the ball and take off.
Just run, you know. And this it throws the offense out of sync.
Yeah.
And stop shooting all these threes, Lakers. Y'all are not a three-point team. I think they're averaging like 22 attempts a game. I'm just like, that's y'all insane. Not. That's not y'all.
It's insane.
And not the Warriors.
And I mean, they don't have any good three-point shooters.
Not one.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe Malik Monk, and that's not saying.
And that's not saying much, you know, much, but I agree.
So, you know, basketball season, I haven't really – tapped in on it yet. You know, Milwaukee, they look like they're pretty solid. They beat Detroit last night.
Yeah, they beat the brakes off them. But I think the Bucks are 4-4 too. But like I said, it's okay.
Oh, please. Let me say this one time too. Heat fans.
Oh, God.
Chill the hell out.
Y'all act like the damn Cowboy fans. Seriously.
Chill the hell out. Y'all will probably be another first round exit, if not second round exit. So chill the hell out.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't making no noise.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry is not the savior.
No.
Tyler Hero, do not compare him to Lonzo Ball and Ja Morant. And don't compare him to none of these dudes. Stop it.
Stop.
He's having a good 3-game streak, and that's all he's going
to
have.
Exactly. And when you get to the playoffs, you're still going to be lacking that scoring.
Exactly.
Okay? Because Jimmy Butler is going to be hot one game, cold the next. Hot. Cole, he always does that. And then Tyler Hero, he's going to be nowhere to be found.
Yep.
And then Kyle Lowry is going to be Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Plain and simple.
And just because you got P.J. Tucker don't mean
– It don't mean
you
nothing.
You got stronger. You just got a guy who's going to stand in the corner.
And shoot threes, exactly.
So, you know
– Shout out to P.J. Tucker.
Well, shout out to P.J. Tucker.
We love you at the Bucks, but definitely. It is what it is, man.
When he was a Buck, we definitely was rooting for him.
Right. He ain't giving you no buckets, plain and simple.
And that's all that is.
And Miami needed scoring. That was their problem. They needed scoring. Defensively, they're great. But scoring-wise, they ain't got nobody.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to win the game 69-59 in the playoffs, then that's good.
Then they're going to win, exactly.
That's not how today
but
is.
But they ain't got no human buckets on that team.
At all. But that concludes the sports segment. JR, you know, it sounded a little hoarse, man. I kicked your ass that much during this episode. I got you.
It has nothing to do with the changing of the weather. It's just yeah, you beat me so bad, I'm losing my voice. Maybe I'm just sick of screaming my damn points at you damn millennials, so that might be.
Well, Excuses, that's all I hear. But y'all stay tuned for the habitual flagrant foul of the day and see who JR come up with.
Okay, let's get it popping, man. You know this. You know what this is. This the flagrant foul of the day. And I'm ready to hear my boy going his 30 to 45-second rant. So this week, JR, tell us who you got.
Mr. Kodak Black, come sit your black ass down next to me on this bench. We definitely got to talk, bro. And KC, it's not because he looked like some shit that's on the bottom of my shoe. That's not the reason, I promise you.
Nah, it ain't.
And I know I'm late. I know this came out last month, but I don't give a damn because we didn't talk about it. But I just seen a video with him cuffing his mama's ass. And not the mama like you call your girl, yo, what's up, mama?
Yeah.
I'm talking about your mother.
Yeah, the woman who birthed you.
The woman who birthed him. He's cuffing her ass and trying to kiss her in the mouth. Hold up, wait a minute. That is the most disgusting thing I ever seen in my life. Finish him. Absolutely atrocious. You know what? You are ejected from the league. From here on out, his name will never be talked about on this podcast. You have been ejected, expelled, whatever the X's I can put on there. So Mr. Crunchy Dirt on the Bottom of My Shoe, Kodak Black, you are the habitual flagrant fouler of the day.
Weirdo, get your ass out of here. That concludes today's podcast. Remember to follow us on Twitter at @OS_B_NS_podcast. Also follow us on IG at @OldSchoolWithAK_BS_NewSchoolWithAK_podcast. And in the end, follow us on Facebook at Old School versus New School Podcast Straight Through. Yo, JR.
Yo.
Yeah.
Let's go.